This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, in spite of the heat, I'm still wonderful.
It just doesn't seem to end. It's like the heat wave just goes on and on and on. We're into September now. And so,
I know. I've noticed that. You know, they tell me starting next week, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 80s and the 90s, if you can believe that.
Wow.
I mean, you know... I haven't seen it in so long, but I'm fixing to plant grass. We're going to plant winter grass. We got to do something out here.
Jeez.
Because, you know, we don't have enough grass. The llamas said they need more grass. So we're going to plant grass, see if it comes up.
They said that, right?
That's right. And next week it's supposed to rain. Now, we don't even know what rain looks like, but we've heard about it. And so we're going to be outside looking for that rain the day it's supposed to rain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that'll be a weird concept for you.
It will. I mean, and we've got the sprinkler on down at the barn, but we don't know if that'll be enough to make the grass come up. We're going to see. Oh. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things.
Wow. It's like that. When did this your dry heat wave started back? What was it, like spring? I think.
Yes, and it's been going on for a month.
Yeah.
And everybody's telling me they've lost a lot of animals.
Oh no.
Some of the camels have died. Mm. Just say heat stroke.
Jeez.
And we've never had that happen. I don't remember, and as long as I've been around, the animals having heat stroke.
Yeah.
But it is happening.
Man.
And it's been way too hot. And ours, you know, they've got the pond. Most of the time they're in the pond, and that's what saved them.
Jeez.
Because apparently all these animals that were out in the field, they just couldn't get cooled down.
Yeah.
And... So it's been tough, not only on the crops, but on animals this summer, the heat. And, you know, we've had an alert every day. Don't be doing anything outside if you can avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad for people, too. It's been rough on humans.
And the heat advisories have gone until 9 o'clock at night.
Good Lord. Man.
We know that we're ready for fall.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first time that everybody's going to welcome fall, the cool weather. They're even going to welcome the cold weather.
Oh,
I mean, everybody's going to be ready for this.
Oh, boy. Now, I'm going to make note that you said that September 9th. You're like, we're looking forward to cold weather. And then I'll remind you of that.
That doesn't sound like Faye Bagby, does it?
No.
Because, you know, I can't deal with the cold weather. But at this moment, I think I want it. But when it gets here, it may be a different story.
Yeah, yeah. And golly, I mean, the Farmer's Almanac, for what I read, for what may be coming this winter, they say, you know, higher than normal precipitation, we'll see. And it could be some winter-like precipitation. So I'm kind of nervous about, you know, what may be a couple of months around the corner. So, geez, it's kind of like a catch-22. You want a break, but then you don't want too much of a break.
That's right. So we don't know what's going to happen. I do know that sports is alive and well in North Texas. I can tell you that. I mean, there is something sports every day. I mean, when you see the little kindergarten who's going up there for flag football, I fell out laughing. I said, I knew they were going to do this. I didn't know they were going to go to five-year-olds and start them out. Oh, my gosh. Lord. It's just, it's an amazing thing. Sports takes over every school.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a good sports, well, they'll build you $1 million or $2 million campus.
Yeah.
For you that.
As
probably
should.
Not for reading and math, but they would for sports.
That's what we do.
That's exactly right. Everybody's just into sports. I mean,
yeah.
If you don't play volleyball, if you don't play basketball, football, what else do they have?
Yeah.
I mean, everything is, you've got to be, and one of my grandchildren was going to have her picture taken this week. And she said, oh, I have to have 3 outfits. I said, why? Well, she said, I'm a cheerleader. You know, I play volleyball and something else. And she had to have an outfit that showed each one of those sports.
Oh, my goodness.
And I took her to school, and she had 3 backpacks, 3 pink backpacks on her back. I go, how can you even carry all this? But that's sports for you.
Wow.
I mean, it is big, let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, and it's, you know, when you know, late summer gets in here and fall gets, I mean, everybody that I've talked to has been so looking forward to football for months. It's just like, you know, when is it, you know, when is the season going to get here? I can't get here fast enough, you know, 3 weeks and 2 weeks and then 3 days. And then, you know, so finally when it gets here, it's just like, finally, good Lord, this is what we do. It's in our blood, you know.
Well, what's really cute is these little second graders, you know, they told them they had to have all this equipment like the big boys. And the little one said, Mimi, that deal they made me put on in my pants, he said, I just took it off.
Oh, my.
He didn't like any part of that deal. Oh, my gosh. And this is flag football, and they have to have all that.
Yeah.
And I said, now, y'all told me it wasn't dangerous. Now you tell me he's got to have all this.
Safety first.
Safety first. Oh, my gosh. He's got the shin guards. He's got the knee pads. He's, you know, he's got everything. But I just didn't know that it could get that rough on him because they're not tackling them. They're not supposed to be hurting them.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, obviously there is some danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more.
I'm not going to tell you that.
When you're that age, more danger of just tripping over your own feet.
I thought about that. Yeah. And just go sprawling out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
Gosh.
It is kind of fun to see, though. It's funny, but it's also kind of cute to see kids that age, you know, running around.
Yeah. They are. Yes. I love taking pictures of them. They are cute.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Yeah, we'll take any kind of football. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as
all
it's
right.
Football. All right. So what are some of the highlights from this week? What's some good stuff that's
well,
happened?
Well, people are doing annuities like crazy. I had a gentleman in this week, and he said, you know, he works for a big oil company. And this guy called him, the broker, said, oh, you made $50,000. He said, oh, that's exciting. Mm. 3 days later, it was down to $18,000. He said, what happened? Well, the market went down. He said, why did you even bother to call me and tell me this news when it's really not that great? You know, I lost it in 3 days.
Oh, my word.
And, you know, the market did go down bad this week. And, you know, that's why when you do annuities or do, you know, a life settlement, you don't have that stress of the market. You know, your accounts never go down. If they make money, it's credited once a year. It locks in. That's what I love about annuities. That interest locks in. And then right now, what I love is the bonuses. Not only the 12% bonus, but if you're going to put money in every year, take the 20% bonus. That's a tremendous deal. For 7 years, you'll get a 20% bonus on everything you put in for 7 years. Not only that, at the end, and if you take a payout, you get an extra 4% added to your account.
Wow.
I mean, that is some good news right there.
So
that is something you can really put your teeth in. Because if you're going to add money to it every year, go with the 20% and the 4% bonus on the end. And that's in addition to whatever it's made for 10 years.
So let me just ask a silly question just to make sure that I'm understanding
okay.
this right. So even if you don't say the annuity doesn't actually make money, we know it's not going to lose money. But say it doesn't actually make money organically. The bonuses
for 1 year.
Yeah. Just pretend.
Okay.
So the bonuses are going to, you still get the bonuses. So
you get the bonus if you add money every year.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So every year that you add money, you're either going to get the 12% or the 20% bonus.
Wow.
Whichever way you've signed up. And the 12% bonus is for somebody that's not going to put money in but one time.
Mm.
But now if you're going to put money, good money, in every year, the 20% would be worth it because you not only get the 20%, but you get an additional 4% at the end. Also, it has a deal in there. Let's say at the fourth year you have an emergency. You can take your money back out, not the bonus. You give that up. But you can take all your money out at the fourth year if you had an emergency.
Wow. See, that just makes, and that's all that is on top of, you know, the bonuses are on top of whatever it actually makes.
Whatever it makes. So if it makes 8% or 10%, you've got that plus your bonus.
Yeah.
And let's say there's a year that it didn't make money. Well, that year, if you put money in, you made 12% or you made the 20, whichever way you went.
Yeah. See, that's just.
And this is a company that all but 2 years has made money. There's 2 years, because I looked it up. I did a 10-year track, and there was 2 years that didn't make money. But there was 1 year that made 30%. But most of the years, it was like 7, 10, 11. But it made good average. It had a great average of 10% for the 10 years.
Well, boy, it sounds like annuities are just like thriving. The return on annuities.
They are.
Wow.
And they said they knew that last year a lot of people lost money in the stock market. So they're thinking, if you lost money last year, we're going to give you a bonus to come over to us and put some of your money.
Mm.
And that's what I've had happening this week. I've had people coming in that took money out of their 401k because it was losing so bad. And they're putting it over with us. And some companies, you can't take your 401k out until you leave or, you know, something like that. But a lot of them, if you've been there 10 or 15 years, you can make a withdrawal from that 401k. So that's what he did. He made a withdrawal, and we transferred it, and are doing the 12 on his, because he's not going to put money in every year. But I've got another gentleman that is going to be putting a lot of money in every year. So the 20%, will be a great deal for him, plus that 4% on the end.
Mm.
But it's got a lot of extra features. Now, there is a small fee for that extra rider that you're taking out, okay? But other than that, it's a great policy. This company's been in business over 100 years. They're worth $60 billion.
Good Lord.
And they pay their claims well. They have an A-plus rating with Fitch, with all the big companies that say what the companies are worth, how they pay their bills, what their rating is. They have an A-plus rating.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Oh, and by the way, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Do you
We
really?
Never talk about that. Yes, we have an A-plus rating, and we've been with the Better Business Bureau 20-something years.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Wow.
And they're always saying, Faye, do you have our logo out? Do you put our logo on everything? No, we don't. We forget about that. And we forget to tell people we're a member of the Better Business Bureau, have been for 20-something years, that we have an A-plus rating.
Golly.
We forget to tell people about that.
Congratulations. To have that kind of rating with the BBB, that's not something you just, you know, fake or, you know, just kind of like happen to get into. I mean, that's earned.
That's right. And it's because we take care of our customers and we try to take care of our business.
Wow. That's great. Congratulations. Yeah, you should make a big deal out of that. That's awesome.
Well, I don't even think to tell people that. But last month, we had 14 people that checked us out, by the way.
Really?
14 people checked us.
Boy, that's, you know, you when you got to get certified like that, I mean, there's a process for the BBB. So, nice. Nice job.
You have to have been in business a certain time. You have to take care of your obligations. There's a lot of things that's on that list that you have to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations. That's fantastic. That is really, really great.
Okay, we were talking about annuities. What I love about annuities, they mirror the stock market, but they're never in the stock market. Mm. So if the market goes up, you get the money. And if it goes down, it sits still. It never goes down. And remember, you don't pay taxes on the money in your annuity till you start taking it out. So it's compound interest. There's no taxes till you take it out. If you're in the stock market, that's not true. You know, if you make money, you have to pay tax. But you don't on this because in annuity, it's tax exempt until you take it out, which is great. There's just nothing about an annuity that I don't like because after 10 years, if you're young, you're going to start taking money out the rest of your life. You can take 10% a year as long as you want to. Now, you can actually, if you do the little rider deal, you can take 20% out. It doubles.
Mm. Now, annuities don't really take a whole lot of interaction, right? There's not a lot of
engagement.
No, they don't. You just set it and forget it.
Once a year, we make the changes. If it doesn't need anything, we don't do it. If it needs some changes, we make it. And that's all there is to it. So once a year, we talk about it, and we see what you've made, and that's it. We don't have to watch it every day. We don't have to watch it every 6 months. It's just you do it and let it go and let it make money for you. You know, people have been buying annuities through us for 23 years.
Wow.
So we're doing something right. Our annuities are paying off or they wouldn't have stayed in it.
That's a long time.
So, yeah, it's a long time. Annuities have improved, and this bonus deal is the greatest thing of all because it had gotten where the bonuses weren't even happening. And now all of a sudden, you know, we've got these big bonuses, and they're worth it.
It's almost like annuities were just kind of like in the background, just kind of like doing their own thing, not really making a whole lot of ruckus with people. And all of a sudden with these bonuses, it's just all of a sudden a whole reawakening of the opportunity. And not only is it not in the stock market, well, how do you say that? It mirrors the stock market.
It mirrors the stock market. But it's safe because it's inside the annuity.
Yeah.
It's not out here in the market. We're not out here buying stocks or buying mutual funds. This is an index. And the way an index works, people do indexes all the time. And our indexes, if it makes money, you get it and it locks it in. And if it was in the stock market, it would not be locked in. If you were directly in the stock market, you'd have it today and tomorrow it might be gone. But with this, when it locks in, it's yours. That interest is yours. It's not going away. And it doesn't matter if the next day the stock market goes down, and that was the end of the 12 months, yours is locked in.
And these are all fixed indexes,
so then the
indexes,
next year
right?
It starts over.
They're all fixed indexes?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything I'm doing right now is indexes because it will make you money. Now, I quoted some life insurance policies for a couple this week, and they wanted index life insurance. So I quoted an index life insurance, and it had some good features. It'll pay up to 100 years old. It had riders in there that didn't cost anything. Like if you had a terminal illness, on $100,000, you could draw out $85,000 on your life insurance if you had a terminal illness.
Really?
It had a benefit for nursing homes. It had three riders in it that were really good. You could take, at the end of 20 years, if you weren't dead, you can take all your money back out. Every premium you paid, you can get it back out at the end of 20 years.
Really?
So that's a heck of a life insurance policy. What? If you get all your money back at the end of 20 years, if you're still alive.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think we've ever talked about that before.
No, we don't ever talk about life insurance. But anyway, it got my attention when I quoted this couple, and they'd gotten a bid from another company, but the other company doesn't have the guarantees. This has a lot of guarantees that a person should get if they're buying life insurance. The premiums were very small. They weren't bad. You know, they were middle-aged, so that was a good thing. And most people buy more than that. We were only quoting $100,000. That's a small policy nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, most people have $250,000, $500,000, or a lot more than that. And it depends if you've still got children at home. If you do, then you need a bigger policy. In case something happened to you because you're the breadwinner, you know. And we haven't talked about, except last week, about the fact that anybody in Texas that has cancer and it's terminal, we would look at buying your life insurance policy. You know, we buy policies every day. And it's better for you to buy from us, local. We're going to pay you more money for your policy than somebody out of state. Because we know what everybody pays for life insurance policies. There's a report that comes out every year and tells us what these people are paying. Well, they're paying like 25-27% is what they're paying. A lot more than that for the policies that we buy.
Wow.
So, you know, that's another thing that we offer that people should take advantage of. If they're having huge medical bills, if they need some relief, if you've got a life insurance policy, we would look at buying it. We would help you out.
And doing that,
another thing we do.
Doing it that way kind of cuts out the middleman. They get more for their policy, and it makes it just a whole lot smoother.
Because we are a licensed provider in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
We can buy your policy direct. Now, when we buy policies out of state, which we do all the time, we have to go through a licensed provider. We cannot buy them direct out of state. Because we're not a provider outside of Texas. And we buy policies every day. And when we buy them, we're looking to see how long the illness is going to be, what the doctor report says. If they say it's terminal, they've got 2 years to live, we're interested. If it's 5 years, we're not interested. But if it's 3 years or less, yes. And then we look to see what the premiums are. If you have a high premium, we're not going to buy your policy. If it's 4%, 5%, 3%, that's too much. But if it's less than 2%, we're interested. We buy them every day, and lately they've been less than 1%. And if it's a pancreatic cancer, now we might take the risk because, you know, we bid on one this week we didn't get, and it was 16 months.
Oh,
really
wow.
Short.
That is short.
And because we'd hardly ever even get them. And, you know, I can sell that out to my clients in an hour.
Yeah.
Because they know that they have made money, very good money, on pancreatic cancer. Because it slips up on people. They may tell us it's 2 years. I never believe that. I know that a pancreatic cancer, you don't last that long. So we've been very successful. Our clients have made a good deal of money on that particular type of policy. And we do a lot of breast cancer. People somehow, they want to go to Mexico, they want to go to a foreign country, and they don't want to have surgery, they don't want to do all this, and they come back and it has advanced greatly.
Wow.
So I don't recommend they ever go out of the country. Go to a big hospital and get it seen about.
I know those are
a little hospital.
Those are a couple of policies that you're very drawn to. Are there any that you maybe stay away from or are a little bit more cautious about bidding on, or maybe don't bid quite as aggressively because, you know, for any reason,
well,
I guess?
You know, we've done quite a few melanomas. Some melanomas are deadly and some of them are not. We did the guy that had it on his leg, and it looked to me like it was very serious. We bought the policy, and by golly, he didn't make it. It just was spreading. You know, it started out on his knee. It spread up. It spread down. It went to his ribs. It went to a lot of places. And I had this feeling about that as I read the medical reports on him, that it was really a serious thing. And we were right. But a lot of melanomas are not, and we got caught with them. The other thing is several years ago, we did an MS. And I had seen MS last a year. But I didn't realize that some of it, if you're not already in a wheelchair, it's going to go too long. So we're trying now not to buy those. So that was a lesson learned, you know. Know your cancer types. That's something you know. We know cancer. We've been dealing with it a long time, and we've been very successful for our clients sticking with that one type.
Yeah.
So if you do a life settlement with us, you know, first of all, everything is handled at Nevada Trust. The money isn't made out to us. The account is not in our name. It's your account. We fill out the papers. It goes to Nevada Trust. They set you up. Your money goes there, and then you operate out of your account at Nevada Trust. And they are a great trust company. They've been in business 27 years. And every time we say, okay, this person wants to transfer money here or there, they verify. They call our client, and they take notes on it. I think years ago, some of those fast-talking people in Nevada got to them. So they are triple careful on everybody's account. I mean, they verify. And it doesn't matter if Faye's sitting there saying, my client wants to move this. They're going to call you. They're going to verify. And they're going to take notes.
So it's very
that's
thorough.
That's a good thing. They are so dadgum thorough. You know, sometimes you pull your hair out. But it may take an extra day, half a day. It doesn't matter. They're going to do it right. And they're going to verify you.
Yeah, and that kind of security, that's a big deal these days, especially with all the...
It is. Security is big.
Yeah.
And our new accounting system should work. We're saying it does work, that we're going to be able to get reports out faster. But it didn't go well on us getting the premiums out. Did not go well. I mean, it has been a mess. And we're still calling people, texting them, saying, this is how much you owe. This is the corrected amount. Please get that sent in. And we have a lot of people that now are signing up for automatic deductions. That's why we should all have it.
Really?
Because if it's automatic deduction on your premium, you don't have to make out five checks or four checks and remember when you paid it or if you paid it. It comes out of your account. It goes to Nevada Trust. They send it in. It's all done for you.
That's convenient.
And that's a good thing.
That's a new thing, right?
That's a new thing, and it's working great. Several people have told me they like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have to do bookkeeping, like write down each check, how much it was, which account it was for. If it's $25 and you've got to keep up with it, that's ridiculous. So now you don't.
So let me ask you something sort of kind of related. When people when somebody gets into a policy and premiums, say it, I don't know, they may at some point need to pay premiums, they don't have to necessarily write a check for that either, because all that is escrowed.
Yeah, it's in their account.
Yeah.
Now then, let's say that they went over. Remember, if it goes over, then they have to pay.
Okay.
If it's in the escrow account, they don't have to even worry. Nevada Trust takes care of the escrow account. They pay the premiums.
All right.
Okay? But then if it comes to you having to pay premiums, You have to get it over to them and then sent in.
All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I understood the process, because there's a lot of things that have been happening over the last, what, 6, 8, 10, 12 months or so that you've been doing?
On the new accounting system, yes.
That have made things a lot better and a lot easier, and I guess maybe automated a little bit more, so there's less manual work, not only from your part, but from investors as well.
Yes, it's automated the premiums. It hadn't got it quite right yet, but hopefully it will. But like a person does a life settlement with us, if it's a 12-month policy, they're going to get at least 12 and maybe 21. We talked about that last week, that you didn't realize lots of times people get more than what the LA says. On almost every case we have, they make more than what the life expectancy is.
Yeah.
So lots of times if it's 16, we're paying 21.
I did not realize that. I don't know why. I feel like maybe I should have.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you didn't know that it always, 99% of the time, it pays more. So we tell them it's 1% a month for however many months. If it's 25 months, you're going to get 25%. But lots of times it's more than that. So lots of times it's more than the stated amount.
Cool.
So, yeah. So it doesn't matter if it comes in early, whatever we've got down, that's what you're going to get. If it's late, you're still going to get paid the same amount. If it's on time, it's the same amount. It's whatever we did at the first. If we said we're going to pay you 27, you'll get the 27 no matter what happens. Doesn't matter.
And then in a while, you've got extra interest that will be paid as well.
That's right. Now, that's another thing. Like the TAN policy the other day, they had $2 million coming, and then the insurance company paid $259,000 in additional interest.
Wow.
And they usually count this interest from the day the claim was filed until they pay us. So lots of times people say, well, it took, 2 months to get my money. Well, yes, but you were getting paid all that time.
Yeah.
So they were paying you extra interest. So the interest didn't stop when they died.
Yeah. So if you have to wait an extra 60 days to get paid and you get extra money return, extra profit, that's worth it.
Yes, it is. Because that way we're just getting extra interest on your account, which is a good thing. And so the people that are in life settlements, is a lot safer than being in the stock market. You've got great returns. The returns never go down. And every time a policy matures, you get paid. The money goes back in your account, and we do it again.
And that's really how it's designed to work, is the do it again part. A lot of people may think, geez, I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna get into part of $1 million policy, and then I'm just gonna like rot off into the sunset. That's not really how it's designed to work. You say to always be diversified, be in as many policies as possible. So that there's always something that's maturing, and then you get into another one, and then something else matures, you get into another one. That's the behavior that the most successful people exhibit, right?
That's exactly right.
All right.
And we've got a lot of people that have made, very, very good money. We've still got a couple of old policies. We tell everybody that. We wish they were out. They're not. Mr. Denton is the last policy from years ago that they lied to us about, but we haven't had that happen to us in a long time. So and Mr. Denton is bedridden now. We think it's just a matter of time. He's 91. We're going to get paid. We're going to get that behind us, and then we can do something with all that money. Because remember, I'm in Denton too. Lots of times people forget that I might accidentally be in that policy with you.
Yeah.
So we would all love to see that come and go. And I think it's going to, hopefully in the next few months that we'll get paid on that.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we're having maturities all the time. We've got two out now. The Wyckoff one came in. That's the one that took a little longer. I think it took 60 days. But it was with Metropolitan. We don't know what their problem was. They finally paid it this week. which is a blessing. I think it was a $400,000 one or less. And, you know, we kept calling, and they wouldn't answer the phones. Now, this is a huge, huge conglomerate. I don't know if their phones were out. I don't know what the problem was. But they did not talk to us all during this whole claim.
So then all of a sudden the check just showed up.
Yeah, the check just showed up. They didn't say, oh, by the way, we're going to send it to you this week. And most companies, once we file the claim, if we call them, they'll say, yes, it's going out on the 10th or the 15th. You know, they'll talk to us. But the claims department never spoke to us. Never.
At least you got the check.
I don't know what their problem. But we got the check, so yeah. Everything turned out all right. We did get paid. We're glad. We've got two more in the works. And we called their relatives this week to see if they'll help us get the death certificate. Hmm. And hopefully we will. One of them is in New Jersey. I hate to say that.
Yeah,
so we know it's going
to
be a battle. New Jersey's just another country. That's all there is to it. I don't know. I mean, Lord. I wouldn't even drive through New Jersey.
Oh,
I would
goodness.
Not even drive through it. Wow.
So do people ever call you up just to see how you're doing and then just to kind of get you all like riled up, just mention the word New Jersey?
They know how I feel about New Jersey. But anyway, people that are with us, you know, they the minimum is $100,000 on a life settlement, or on annuity that we do. But once you're in with us, whatever it is, we're going to divide it up. We're not going to put it all in one place, like he said. We'll do several policies. You must be diversified. You also must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your house in order to do a life settlement.
Okay.
That's a government regulation, and we adhere to all government regulations.
So you do have to be accredited for a life settlement. What about annuities? Is there any kind of accreditation or anything like
that? It's a lot lower.
Okay.
When we fill out the papers, we have to say how much you have in cash in the bank, how much savings, what your net worth is, and they want to know what your debt is per month. Like I have a client recently, his income was $16,000-$20,000 a month. Okay. His debt per month was $2,500.
Oh, wow.
So the ratio is great. And then he probably had $100,000 in savings, $27,000 in checking. And then he had, you know, $700,000 in stocks and bonds.
Wow.
So now that'll work every
yeah.
time.
Wow.
And, the ones that wouldn't work is a person that says, I make $2,600 a month and my bills are $2,000.
Mm, yeah, that's too close.
That would not work. No, it's too close. You must have, and we require this too, that you have emergency money. If we're doing a life settlement, we're going to ask you, do you have emergency money? Yes. Okay, then we'll do this. And if all you had in the world was $100,000, and you said, I have no other money, have nothing, we probably would not do it.
Hmm. Okay.
Because we need you to have a cushion, and all of our people do. You know, they may be worth $3 million, $1 million, but they always have the required assets.
Yeah.
So it works out real good. But a life settlement is a very conservative investment. It's a good, solid investment. People are dying. We are buying life insurance policies on people that have terminal cancer. That's our specialty, is cancer. We know cancer. We've been dealing with it a long time. We've been very successful. You know, we did that study, and it showed that since we started in business, we've returned $208 million.
Good Lord.
$208 million that we've returned to clients.
That's impressive.
I was impressed when I found out. we had to fill out some papers for the state the other day. that said, have you had any maturities? I go, add maturities. So we went back and added it up from day one.
Wow.
$208 million that we have returned to clients.
Mm, that is fantastic. Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
They just didn't realize how much they'd gotten back.
Yeah. Boy, you go, you know, day by day, month by month, you know, even year by year, and you don't really kind of see the big picture. But boy, you step back and you run the numbers like that, and to have that kind of return, that's impressive. That'll jar you back to reality in a hurry. Congratulations.
It sure will.
Wow.
And it'll tell you that you didn't lose any money, like in the stock market. It would have went up and down. And it depends, you know, what day it is, whether you've made anything or not. But this, you know, you're always going to get your money out of your policy. It's going to be returned to you. We're dealing with life insurance companies. That's why it's safe. These big life insurance companies have got more money than anybody in the world. They've got more than the banks. And remember, they have to put up money on everything they do. They've got to have reserves. And you can't stay in business without reserves. They have a lot more reserves than banks, and they're fixing to make the banks put up more reserves. They don't think they've got enough to cover all those loans they're fixing to have in the real estate business.
Mm.
So we don't have to deal with real estate loans. We don't have to do with the losses, you know, on something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a safe investment. I think it's solid. It's very conservative. We're not speculating, you know. When we get a policy, we know they have terminal cancer. And we read all of the medical, and we read the LE. We send the life expectancy to every client that's going in a policy.
Yeah.
And then we mark it for them, where the highlight, where they'll know what to look for that's really important.
And nothing affects it either. So if something, you know, if there's a downturn in the economy, or if, you know, something happens, you know, globally to shake up, you know, the economy, the value of the policy itself remains intact. The reserves are there to pay it out. Nothing changes any of it. So that's another really cool thing as well. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about Austin, Texas.
Cool.
We haven't talked about Austin in a long time. I'm going to plan you a weekend in Austin.
Ooh, nice.
How about that?
I like this.
Things to do in Austin, Texas. You're not going to believe what my choices are. Okay, you're going to start out with a 3-hour smartphone scavenger hunt.
Really?
You have never heard of that, have you? I never had.
No.
They have a scavenger hunt downtown Austin. And I know you're savvy on a smartphone. And anybody that is will love this. It's a 2.5-hour scavenger hunt. And it's all by phone, and it's a walking scavenger hunt.
Really?
And, yeah, you put all this information in your phone, and you try to find everything.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Scavenger hunts have changed a lot.
That's cool. I like that.
I think it's the coolest thing I ever heard of. It's got a 4.5 rating from people that have done it. They loved it. I read 13 reviews on it. Everybody said it was the most fun thing. And a lot of them took their family. The children enjoyed it as much as they did. And everybody said they had trouble finding one of the things downtown. And they almost missed that. But other than that, and it's $44.
Oh, wow. That's that's great.
And that's per group.
Oh,
per group.
Really? Not per person?
Yeah, for your family.
Oh.
Yes.
I was impressed when I thought it was per person. Wow, for group is even better.
I knew you would be. Okay, now let me tell you, really the second fun thing I'm going to recommend is out on Lady Bird Lake, they have a kayaking tour.
Really?
And this has got the highest rating of anything in Austin.
Wow.
Everybody said it was the most dadgum fun they'd had. And you can get a double kayak, or you can do it separately. Now, this is for people that are in good shape. You have to be in good shape to do this. Obviously, you need to be able to know how to swim. That'd be the two requirements I'd have.
That'd help.
But they said it's really a fun deal. It takes 2.5 hours to go around the whole thing on the lake. But I think that would be a fun, fun deal.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I think it's really cool. Now, it is $45 per person.
All right. I'm good with that.
Yeah, but that's still. Okay, you're good with that. Okay, now this is the biggie. Lake Austin, a guided boat tour on Lake Austin. Austin's most beautiful dadgum lake. And it's just got so many scenic things you're going to see. It's an incredible deal. You can take photos of the Pennypacker Bridge. That's a great thing to take pictures of. The Tom Miller Dam is out there. That's a big item. And from the lake, you can see a close-up view of the Austin Country Club's legendary golf course.
Really?
That is a big deal. That golf course is so magnificent. People talk about that. And then the cliffs of Mount Bunnell.
Really?
It sits 800 feet above Lake Austin.
Oh,
those
wow.
cliffs are marvelous. So you get a really great cliffs on the lake. I mean, it's a beautiful lake in the first place. And this takes about 2.5 hours.
Wow, that sounds spectacular.
I think it is. I think that would be my favorite of everything.
Neat.
And then the other thing, and this is at night, there is a spectacular ghost tour.
Really?
It's called Murder by Gaslight.
Neat.
And you do this at night. And now this is $34 a person. That's very cheap.
Yeah.
And it's about a two-hour deal, small groups, and it's Murder by Gaslight.
How cool.
I think these are just... Now, there's 20 other things I could have told
you
about.
Oh, my God.
These are my favorites. But Austin right now has got so many things. And how many people ever go to our capital? And the other thing is a tour of the capital. This is the Grand Manal.
Oh, yeah.
To go through. How many people go to our capital and enjoy it? I mean, this is the people's deal. This is our capital. How many people go and take a tour?
Boy, it's probably been
and
so
know,
long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I took my children when they were little. It's been years, and I was thinking about it. You know, nowadays people don't even know there is a capital. How many people's grandchildren or children could say, yeah, I know about the capital. I know about inside it. You know, I know the chambers.
Yeah, very few.
The beauty of this place, very few people do. And everybody should, once in their lifetime, take their children or their grandchildren and go to the Capitol and tour it. And I don't know if they still have tours of the mansion. You remember when it burned several years ago and they had to rebuild it. I know used to they had tours of the mansion.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure if they still do or not.
You know, anytime you take a tour of, you know, the Capitol, it has this... Is it majestic? Is that the right word I'm looking for?
Yes, it is majestic, very much so.
Yeah.
When you walk up to that thing, it is a huge thing. And it was built, you know, with all that white limestone from in the hill country. There's so many great things about it that everybody should know. They should go and view it and be proud of our capital and what it stands for.
Yeah. I mean, you got the history and then you got the architecture aspect of it. So it really is. It'll be something that'll kind of put you back into reality, kind of like put you back into your place and realign everything in a hurry. It is a magnificent place.
And remind us of where our country came from, where Texas started, what we did to preserve this place. So I think it's a great part of our history that we should really go and see to say, you know, I know about my capital. I know about Texas history.
Yeah. Wow.
Because it's so wonderful. But anyway, these are my choices to go to Austin for the weekend, have fun, do all this, and then all the great barbecue places that are in Austin.
Oh, that's a whole other show.
You don't want to miss this. You've got to go to the downtown to the barbecue places. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Oh, wow.
Off of 6th Street. I mean, and then the old Driscoll Hotel. It's been redone. I've stayed there several times, but it's just too expensive anymore. It has gotten high.
Is it really?
It's not a cheap place. No, no. I recommend you stay somewhere else, but go and look at it.
But it used to be affordable, though, wasn't it? It was reasonable.
It was, but it is not reasonable.
Somebody would have to save up for that one.
You better save up for that one. But if it's one night, it's okay. But if you're going to stay 3 or 4 days, I would say look out.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you,
yeah.
I've never heard of a cell phone scavenger hunt. That's new to me.
I know. I think it's the neatest thing I ever heard of.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds really, really cool. All these things are affordable.
They're all affordable. You're going to spend about $200 total money.
Yeah.
It's not expensive, but you're going to have a lot of fun. And it'll get you, you know, going, you know, instead of just sitting home, say, let's go do something. You know, I'm always encouraging everybody to get out and do something. It's going to be cooler weather very shortly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we want everybody to come to the fair.
Oh.
You know, the 29th, starting 29th. It's going to be here for a month, and they're having so many other things. Oh, my gosh. And the horse show is going on at the Coliseum right now. So a lot of stuff starts before the fair.
Yeah.
The horse show is a big deal, then the dog show will be on. And I used to go to the dog show every year. I love the dogs. They perform. They're just hilarious. They're so good.
It is. There's literally something for everybody, and you could go for like 3 days and not cover everything. It's just to take it all in, you really do need some time. It's just that it's huge.
We can't tell you how grand it is.
Yeah, if you've
and
never
remember,
been there.
Everybody in North Texas is doing something now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got so many things happening. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, we've got a blues festival coming up. We've got everything in the world in North Texas coming up.
Man, I love fair
festivals. I'd like
festival
to see people.
Season.
Oh my gosh! You know, they've got food that you won't even believe. I mean, people are going to go to the fair just for the food.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people do. You just can't leave without this. And I would start with the corn dog because Fletcher's is the most famous in the world.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And all the new additions. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. The one that won, the sopapilla recipe, I am all in for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in.
Oh, my goodness. And it's just like, you know, it's if you were to eat everything, you literally need days to go back. If you try to do it all in one day, you try to eat everything you want in one day, I can guarantee you will explode.
That's right. Your body is not going to be the same.
No.
You need to take it easy and just try something every day, you know, for a week. Don't try to do all of these in one day.
Yeah.
You're going to explode. But what a way to go.
What a way to go.
Yeah, what a way to go.
Well, poor old John, he went to the fair, he ate, he exploded.
That's right. But he had a smile on his face.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's all that counts.
It's almost like fair and festival season. It's like the kickoff to, like, the holidays because, you know, you have all the fall things that are, you know, like, right upon us, and you know all the fall smells and the cinnamon and all the things that you know get made at like at fall time, and then you got like Thanksgiving, and then you move into the Christmas season, and it's just like we're getting into the time of year where you hunker down for food and just enjoy.
That's right. And you cannot put aside food.
No,
I mean food is the big thing in our lives. You know, people can be sad, they can be happy, and they eat this food, and then they're happy all the time. There is no sadness with food, let me tell you.
Ooh. If we all ate fair food every day, everybody would be happy 24/7.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You'd be so happy just smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The world would be a better place.
It would be a better place. Wow.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. There's a lot of great things on there.
And I don't know if I mentioned this before. I may have. I don't know. But I've been seeing Halloween candy in various places for a couple weeks now.
So. I think it's going to be old time Halloween gets here. If they're putting it out now, I don't want candy that's been here 2 months. I want mine a little fresher. Do you think that's possible?
No. I don't even care. I'll take stale candy all day.
You just take candy. You don't care.
I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, so before we wrap things up, for life settlements, you did talk about being accredited. What about risks? There are two big risks that people need to know about. What's the biggest?
That's right. The biggest risk is it could go over. So when you're doing this, you need to check what the premium is. It used to be on page 14. It's now at the end. But it tells you everything about the premium. It'll tell you what you're going to make, what the face value is, and then it says, if it should go over, this is the premium. The premium is your biggest risk. The risk is not how good the policy is, because you know that in advance. It is the biggest risk is you might have to pay premium. So you need to know how much that premium is in advance. The other risk is it is not liquid until it matures.
All right.
When it matures, it becomes liquid, and you can do whatever you need to do with it.
And most people, it's not a problem because they are accredited, and so it's not like they're down to their last $12 and they need to get something. They've got plenty of other resources, so it's not really that big of a deal anyway. It's important to mention, but you know, people know that going in. So,
and people that have been listening to us for years, you know, they have accounts with us. They add to their accounts, and then they'll bring their mother, their daughter, their sister over. They add accounts. So sometimes it's all families with us, and when one of them makes money, usually the others do, because lots of times they're in policies together.
I know that I've asked you before about risks for annuities, and there really aren't any.
I don't know of a risk in an annuity. Because you know it's inside the annuity, it can't go down. You're not going to lose your principal. So I really don't know if there's a risk that. I've been doing this 20 something years, and my people have made money consistently. So I don't feel like there's a big risk there, because once you put your money in, it works for you. You know, the insurance company makes it work. And then you get paid, you can take money out. It's not like it's something that you can't get your money back out, because you always can. If you ever had to take it out, there's a penalty. If you had to take it out the second year, there would be a penalty. So that's the only way you could lose money is if you said, uh-oh, I've got an emergency, I've got to take it out. Well, then, you know, they would charge you for that. So I don't know if I've ever brought that part up, but the penalties all end like the ninth year. So the 10th year, you could take it all out. If you have that additional rider, you could take it all out.
Yeah. It pretty much sounds like just a win-win, no matter which route people
want. I think
an
annuity is a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, they're paying more than they've ever paid. If you take the bonus with the 20%, that's a great deal. If you take the 12% bonus, it's a different deal. The 20% bonus, plus you get that 4% extra at the end if you take a payout. So there's a lot of advantages to doing it both ways. If you're doing a one-time only, I recommend the 12%. But if you're going to put money in every year, the 20% will work. It'll pay off because it's got a lot of features.
Cool. All right, then. I guess the first thing that people need to do for new investors who want to get started is to call, make an appointment, and you've got availability this week. It's business as usual. Nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have any holidays this week.
No, not yet.
we managed to have appointments in spite of the holiday.
All right, Faisalyn, one last time for people to call, set up an appointment. What's your phone number?
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.